Voy.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Hot Sticks Sharp Strings. My name is Evan, and once again, more rock and roll and metal for punk and stuff for another hour. You just heard from the Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer off of a Young, Loud, and Snotty album that came out back in the back during those big punk days in the late 70s. So one of my favorite songs, punk songs, so I figured I'd start off the show with it. Up next, going to be playing something from King Diamond. This is off of their, I believe, debut album, Fatal Portrait. And I gotta tell you know, I don't know what your favorite Halloween song is these days, but this is, I think it's taking the place as one of mine right now. It's definitely amps you up for the event that may or may not be happening in your town. But there's always hope, and there's always a good excuse to get candy anyway. So, anyway, here's King Diamond with Halloween on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Ah!
was born in 59. We were poor, but we didn't mind. Father worked both night and day to clothe and feed our family. Mother worked as hard as he. She had to look after me. I was a freak, pubescent, and life was good. Then in 1965, Father was ill, and then he died. Mother couldn't cope, she ran off with a man. So we had to go and live with our gran. We didn't get much, my sisters and me, but we were happy. I was a prepubescent, yes I was. When I was a little boy, school was fun. You messed about and you didn't get done. Or if you did, it was still good fun. Just a ruler on your knuckles or the slipper on your bum. And I sat next to a girl called Jane. We were in love and we felt no shame. I was a prepubescent, and I was proud. 4 happy years with Jane passed by, and then we had to say goodbye. Jane went to live in Liverpool, and I started at the comprehensive school. And I saw kids with acne on their faces, girls with bulging chests and boys with broken voices. It was pubescence, and it was ugly. Pubescence, adolescence, these were words I didn't know. Fornication, copulation, menstruation, contraception, masturbation. No, 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 no. I was frightened, but I tried to pretend that my happiness would never end. So I started staying out late at night. We'd roam the streets, maybe look for a fight. I wore Doc Martens and Doc T-Rex. Girls were funny, so was sex. I was a prepubescent, but not for long. One summer's day in 73, I looked in the mirror and it terrified me. But what I saw was quite out of place. Bum, flap and acne all over my face. I tried to speak, but when I spoke, all that came out was a crow. My voice had broken. I was a pubescent, and it was sad. I used to be a prepubescent, but now I'm not.
Thank you. with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must
That there was Japan Droids doing The House That Heaven Built. It's always a good pump-me-up song in case you want to get started. I don't know. I don't know if I want to work out today. That'll do it. Maybe it'll get you running a bit or whatever you got to do out there. It's off of their Celebration Rock album from some years ago. Also heard from The Ventures with Guitar Boogie Shuffle. Sometimes I play The Ventures as the background music, but they have I felt like I had to get a song out there with them. Hear the whole thing. Also heard from Jilted John with I Was a Prepubescent. That is a song from back in the day that is actually by a guy named Graham David Fellows. He is a comedy actor and musician. So, yeah, quite surprising. This guy decided way back when to put together his own kind of band. It's a lot of amusing stuff. So if you like that sound, you'll like the rest of this stuff off of the True Love Stories collection. And starting off the set was King Diamond with Halloween. So love that 80s metal. Up next, gonna hear something from the Queers. This is off their Punk Rock Confidential album that came out in the late 90s. It's a song called Tamara is a Punk. And I just recently found out that they re-recorded this album. For whatever reason, 20-something odd years later. So I like the original, but it's worth checking out the new one if you don't mind hearing Joe Queer as he is 20 years older. So you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Well, Frank, this looks like one of those long, hard ones.
Bye. streets, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, I walk on by, and make believe that I can see the tears that let me breathe. I'm private, 'cause each time I see you, I just wanna cry.
That is one of my favorite covers ever. It's by the Stranglers with Walk On By, originally done by Dionne Warwick. And yeah, just love that. I mean, they definitely, I don't know if they were doing it intentionally or what, but that organ definitely makes it sound a whole lot like The Doors. So maybe that's what it is too. It reminds me of The Doors, and it's a fine cover, and yeah, I'll like it. Also from The Catheters with Cold Blood Crawling, and The Queers with Tamara Is a Punk. Start off that set off of the Punk Rock Confidential album. Up next, gonna play a song by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And these guys, oh my goodness, not only are they exciting live, they just look bombastic, but they're extremely eclectic. I mean, I was listening to some of their more recent albums thinking, oh man, they just keep pumping out records and records and records, but they don't all sound the same. And some are even, you know, you're kind of like, oh, I like this one sound, but then you hear a new next record, and you're like, what is this? Is this the same band? So worth listening to, worth checking out, but this next song, Planet B, I really like the idea of the song title is fantastic, you know, because, you know, we only have one planet. There is no Planet B. So, man, it really punches you in the gut. So, here you go. Hope you enjoy it. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, there were the Cramps with Inside Out and Upside Down off of their Flame Job record. Very tantalizing record cover if you get a chance to look at that one. It's from, like I said, Flame Job from mid-80s. Also heard from the Swingin' Neckbreakers with No Costume, No Candy. Another Halloween song for you that spun off the Halloween Hootenanny collection. And the Cute Leopards with Berlin Girls from their Smart Accessories album. I really like the Cute Leopards. I haven't heard them in a while, but they just have a really nice, crisp sound. And King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Planet B began the set. All right, got a couple more songs to go, but I'll be here next week, as usual, Thursday morning, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, playing the same old rock and roll, which will be great. You know it's going to be great. It's going to be November great, man. I can't believe we're already heading into November. So everybody have a nice Halloween. And up next, going to play the B-52s with Planet Claire. Going to hear some Donnas. And then after that, some Bamboras. Bamboras with the Playa de los Muertos. So you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
She drove a Plymouth Satellite, a faster than the speed of light. Planet Claire has pink air, all the trees are red, no one ever dies there, no one has a head. She came from planet Claire.